When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, Grocerinos. Brian and I are ecstatic you're enjoying this little spin-off pod about the place we all buy food. We are on the road to 3,000 Patreons, and once we hit that number, we'll be releasing a new season of Groceries. But becoming a supporter of our work gets you so much more than that. Ad-free episodes and access to our bonus episodes of Columbo, Dateline, and Dolls. Enjoy season 3 of Groceries starting now, free from behind the paywall, and join us on over at patreon.com/attitudes for more content. See you in the aisles.
At night when you are sleeping, mother comes round the field, tending to her oat crop to grow a golden yield.
She calls upon the sun and air to naturally dry oats for a while,
then harvests hulls and mills them. In a centuries-old style.
She soaks oats batch by batch.
For creamier coffees, foamier foams, recipes made rich. Food and drink knows new delight. With her generous gift. Found on the back of Chobani Creamer.
What? That is straight up from Saw.
Absolutely from Saw. That is a riddle that doesn't need to be solved, because if it does, it's unsolvable. And once you solve it, it doesn't matter. You're going to die anyway.
Are you Pennywise and do you love coffee? Well, this is the creamer for you.
This is the creamer for you, babes.
Listen, you've heard it. You've heard it right. This is Groceries.
This is Groceries. Welcome back.
We've talked about all of it. The carts, the experience, the items, the je ne sais quoi, the people, the parking lots.
Absolutely. What's going on with the coupons? What's going on with, you know, the cashiers? What's going on with the customers? We do every bit of it.
Now, before I get into my store, this is a celebration. This is a celebratory episode for me.
I love that.
Because I don't know if you remember, I talked about the Rancho Gordo Bean Club. And what
Honey,
a long line.
You talked about it and everyone's still talking about it. Did you get this update?
What?
A listener wrote in and said, I'm so glad to hear Groceries is coming back. This was on like my IG. I'm so glad to hear Groceries is coming back. After 2 years, I finally got my Rancho Gordo subscription.
Well,
they were in a 2 year long line.
I just got mine. So I think this was like a year and a half and I got it.
Oh, maybe a year and a half. Maybe they're caught up now.
Let me tell you something. I got the email. I was literally on a work Zoom. I got the email and I screamed. And I had to tell people on my Zoom that I got into the Rancho Gordo Bean Club and nobody cared.
By the way, the person who wrote in also said, this is seriously one of the best days of my life.
Oh,
we're just as stoked as you are.
I got, I'll put a picture up of everything I got, but they also, it comes with this like newsletter. Talk about
fabulous.
Newsies. And I'll tell you about some of the beans I got. I got Borlotti beans. I got black beans. I got Domingo Rojo beans. I also got this heirloom brown rice. Let me just read what they said about this brown, because I got the brown rice and I was like, oh, fuck this. Like, I was excited about everything, but then I got this brown rice. But this is what they said. I met Greg Massa at the farmer's market and I can't imagine a better friend for someone who grows beans than someone who grows rice. It always felt like a compromise. Oh, wait, sorry. And what rice? I wasn't such a fan of brown rice. That's a nice way of putting it. Brown rice tastes like eating cardboard.
Mm.
It always felt like a compromise or penance. Not masa rice. It's nutty and fresh, and I prefer it now to white rice. And I cannot wait to try it. I got a scarlet runner bean. I got black caviar lentils. I got Royal Corona garbanzos. I mean, honestly, I got...
So was this an order you placed or this is a subscription you
have? It's a subscription. So you get what you get. And so you don't know what you're getting. And so you get to like unpackage. It's not like an exciting box. It's just packaged like you bought it directly from them.
But still, you don't know what's in it.
It's so exciting. It's so exciting. Anyway, I just wanted to say I got it. I think it's like $35 a quarter. It's not.
And it's beans and rice is their gig?
They don't know if they do rice every time, but it's beans and like a specialty product.
Wow.
But very exciting. So I just wanted
to get on this list is, I mean, you got to get in
sign
now.
Sign up now. Then you forget about it. And then in a year and a half, it'll be like your birthday and a half. You're going to get, you know, you're going to get fucking beans in the mail.
If you are a liberal who believes in the power, and if you are a liberal person who yet at the same time is disgusted by the idea of sending your children to public school and you need to get on a list fast to, you know, if you're signing your infant up for summer camp when they turn 15 now.
Yes.
That this is the same vibe for, not the same vibe at all.
So this exactly. is, this is my, oh, I have to, I don't know if you know this thing about LA, but like the rich people in LA will start going to churches who don't care about God or Jesus or the Bible or anything. They'll just go to churches. So they'll make connections so their kids can get into a really good like Catholic or whatever.
Yeah.
Private preschool.
Sure.
That's what this, that's my version of this, but for beans.
Not to mention, that stuff lasts forever. That's great end of the world food.
Oh man, I'm so excited. And I gave this newsletter to my dad to read and he just went nuts. He was like, my dad loves beans. And I was like, here we go, buddy. Get ready. Get ready to live your best life having polenta with burlati beans and tomato sauce, which I can't wait to make.
Yum.
Okay, so I want to start off with, I think I did find, and I think this is similar to Fairway, in that I found a grocery store that is one that you and I would like equally because it's Jiffy peanut butter and Rancos crisps. It's a high-low. It's a cheap and luxurious, you know?
Got it, yeah.
And it's right here in Santa Fe. That's right, I'm talking about Quain's Market. Started in 1896.
Wow.
Historical.
Yeah.
It is the only grocery store in downtown Santa Fe, which isn't saying much because all the other grocery stores are like 6 minutes away. But it's impressive because it was kind of back in the day, there were other grocery stores in downtown, but not anymore. Now you've got like, you know, incense stores or whatever.
Right. Sure.
Really feeding the market. So it was started by Henry Spencer Quain. So it's K-U-A-N-E, who was a leader in specialty foods in Santa Fe. From beans to caviar, that was their catchphrase.
Okay.
Which I don't understand because like beans in like Italian culture are not like a poor person food. You know what I mean? And I think that's what they're implying here. Like whether you can just afford beans or whether you could afford caviar, we have everything to you. But that's an American thing.
Sure.
It's not an other country's thing.
Also, you've heard of Texas caviar. That's beans.
That is. And Texas does everything right.
That's right.
So it's been a grocery store here for over 100 years, same location. Henry came and saw the community of 8,000 people and said, you know what? I'm going to give them rare products, hard to get foods and staples. And the key here to his success, free delivery.
Wow.
Which I guess isn't really that impressive when you consider the size of Santa Fe, but when you consider what the modes of transportation were in 1896, that was a lot of extra money and time. And cars didn't go fast. They went, 3 miles an hour or something?
The 1 second, you couldn't tell willy-nilly. They'd go 1 mile an hour or like 40, but you didn't do anything different.
It's
just sort of nothing. No lanes, nothing.
The store was purchased in 2003 by Cheryl Pick Summer, who is actually a legal counsel for the store. And I found an article about them in Specialty Food Magazine.
Okay.
Which was
Did you subscribe to that?
No, I just found it online.
I found it online.
I would love to. I actually am fascinated with articles like this because it just has, they have everything. They have everything I want to know written from the perspective of someone who loves grocery stores. I mean, that's kind of what I'm here to read right now. So the grocery store gets 5,600 shoppers a week, which is actually pretty good for a store like this. Of course, they're having similar issues that as a lot of smaller grocery retailers in the country, which is that you've got Whole Foods here, you've got Albertsons, you've got Smith's, which is which is Kroger basically, and Market Street, all these bigger conglomerates. And so how do you shake it in a market like that? They've done some really cool things that I think does set them apart. And one of the things they did is, so they didn't have the like capital to update the store with a pre-made food manufacturing arm. So they couldn't, and it's a very small space, so they couldn't like add a kitchen, okay? But they wanted to cater to people who wanted fast and delicious pre-made food. So they asked good old Shirley Piscayne of Angel Food Catering to go to town stocking the shelves. And so basically they partnered with a local caterer to do all their pre-made food. And let me tell you something.
Yum.
The egg salad I got was the best I have ever had.
Yum.
The eggs were cooked perfectly. They weren't too mealy. It had just the right amount of mustard in it. And the celery was the perfect size. You know when you have egg salad and you take a bite and you're like, hi, I did not sign up for an entire celery stick.
Okay.
You don't get that with Shirley's egg salad, okay? Oh, as a matter of fact, all their sandwiches and sushi and roast chickens all come from local food caterers or like manufacturers are all local companies.
Wow.
So they're doing a similar thing as some of the other stores we've talked about where they when they can't do the thing, they partner with a company
who maybe doesn't
have a storefront. Exactly.
Smart.
Exactly.
Smart. Delegate.
Right? Ask for help. That's what that lesson
right.
is.
That's all right.
All of their prime shelf locations are filled with local goods. And then the ankle biter sections are straight up Smuckers.
What does that mean?
Like all the big brands are at the bottom and all the local brands are at eye level.
You call those ankle biters? I don't think
that's what you're supposed to call them, but that's what I call them. And that's what you call children, correct?
I do. Well, they're so dumb. Yeah.
They bite ankles.
They think their ankles are someone's face. You know what I mean?
They're so stupid. They're like, this is a turkey leg. And you're like, no, this is actually my Achilles heel.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So get wise. The time has come. Okay. It might be the dead of winter. Okay, January can be a very downer time because you've just had the holidays, you've had so much stress, and maybe you wanted some time off and it didn't actually come. Now, though, is the time to start planning an adventure on a glorious beach filled with glorious pride where you can make the most of it. You have something to look forward to. That's what we have to do in the winter. Who is planning a trip to Provincetown this year? Okay. If you've never been before, if it's your first time, if you go every year, it doesn't matter. You deserve to enjoy life. You could take pride in where you travel when you go there. And it's always an adventure there, truly. Provincetown is so welcoming to everyone. It embraces diversity. It's the place where cultural diversity has a place. It's something for everyone there. Glamour, dining, dancing, entertainment, hiking, biking, beaches. An absolute unique experience where everyone is welcome. Not to mention, it's absolutely gorgeous. It really is. You can see all kinds of comedy shows, go to great dinners, bike, do everything. Plus, it's queer. Okay? It is LGBTQ+++. So go be yourself this summer. Plan something fabulous for yourself. There's fun theme weeks every week for everyone who's LGBTQ+, like Pride, Girl Splash, Bear Week, Family Week, Carnival, Trans Week, the whole thing. So go to ptowntourism.com, the official guide to Provincetown.
ptowntourism.com.
The parking lot sucks a whole lot. And now that I know the margins that they work on, I really don't know. I volunteered to repaint the lines. I don't know when we ever had cars this small as a society, but someone did not measure twice when they figured out what the parking lot situation. I mean, sure. It is a situation where you have to, like, I parked totally in the lines. A woman came out of the store. I said, "Do you need me to move so you can get in your car?" And she said, "Yes," because she could not open her door enough to get into her car.
God, that is not smart.
It doesn't make any sense. Okay, so here's the thing. Is there a social media presence? Absolutely not. They have a website and that's about as good as it gets. No, I mean, really people, similar things on Yelp of like, the prices are expensive, but here's the thing, and this is how I feel about it. Prices are expensive because that is the price of what things cost. Recall that larger corporations have the muscle to strong arm, nickel and dime manufacturers to get a lower price and to get a toehold on the marketplace. So you're paying for a local business. You're keeping your money inside the community. And I understand not everybody has the privilege to do that. But that's the complaint here, is that it's too expensive. Here's what I got. Devon Cream Company Clotted Cream. And I was trying to recreate our Fortnum and Mason tea service. And I was so excited. I've never seen clotted cream anywhere in any of the stores here.
Which is what? I've had it. I know. But it's sort of like a...
Whipped cream?
Whipped cream, but like...
With
but
butter?
Like thicker and wetter.
Yeah.
Right? Like it's a spread. It's like a spread.
It's a spread. And when you put it on a spoon, like you have to shake it a couple times to get it to come out. It's not pudding.
Oh, honey, don't I know it. Rough.
It's, I wish I could have tasted it, but it fell out of the back of my car. It looked delicious. Like literally I opened the back of the car because I have a hatchback now and it just disintegrated. I was like, okay, it only cracked in one spot. I think it's okay. And then I was like, there's glass in here. Don't be a ding dong.
Yeah.
There's glass in this here clotted cream.
Okay. That's a good lesson.
What
just
I wanted.
Because it's clotted cream. Broke, doesn't mean
and guess what?
Yeah.
I can go back and buy some more.
That's another lesson.
I don't need to swallow glass.
Certainly not.
I was so excited because I was actually going to slather it on my chocolate Maven coconut macaroons, which is, Brian, when you come here, which you know, yes. The door is open anytime, except for nighttime when I close it.
Fair enough.
I will buy you
chocolate
Maven's pecan pie. It is the best pecan pie I have ever had in my entire life. I buy it for guests when they come. Because I want to experience, much like when I watched Magic Mike 5 times and I kept bringing new groups of people to watch it so I could watch their faces watching the
movie. We should be clear, Magic Mike
2. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brian.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Not part one.
No.
Part one's not exciting.
No.
Part two is shocking. Although I don't
want
to. Part
two, you were the one who got me into that theater too. You were like, you have to go see it. And I finally did. And I was like, this is absolutely one of the best things I've ever seen in my life.
It's a scam.
It's incredible.
That came out.
It's incredible. Yeah.
But that's what I like to do with the pecan pie from Chocolate Maven is watch people eat it so I can watch the reaction because it is the best I've ever had. And we are from Texas. I just want to preface it with we are the experts. One thing Texas does right is pecan pie. And I do consider myself an expert on it. And so I'm talking crispy. But they also had sold this at Quain's. Crispy, flaky, buttery crust that's not too rich.
Mm.
And then the jelly filling and the pecan goo. Sweet, but not like hurting your teeth.
Sickly.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, it's so good. And I wanted.
Yum.
And so I saw that they made coconut macaroons. And I was like, well, I know how I feel about their pecan pie. I know I'm just going to love these coconut macaroons. And I'm going to slather some of this clotted cream on it. Well, I never got the chance. But I did try the coconut macaroons and they were delicious and very, very crumbly.
Delish.
They also had, they carry Bev's Bisco Cheetos, and their tagline, it's New Mexico's cookie.
Great.
I love it.
What's just it called? Bev's?
Facts. Bev's Bisco Cheetos. Bisco Cheetos, have you ever had them?
No.
They're like a cinnamon, and I think sometimes they put anise in there. They're like a crumbly cookie.
Is it what they do with like the leftover dough? Oh, no, that's something
oh,
else.
May I don't, I have no idea how this cookie
oh,
is made.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I do know what you're talking about.
They're yum. Delicious.
Yes.
They're delicious.
My grandmother used to make those.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, I mean, I think it's, I know it's a classic cookie in New Mexico, but El Paso to me is a, you know.
Extension
in a way, or vice versa.
Sure.
Do you know Bob's Big Boy, the classic 1950s burger chain?
I used to have a crush on him, but yes, of course.
Did it ever pan out?
It never worked out. There was no communication between us. It couldn't.
Yeah, because he's just so busy holding that hamburger.
Yeah, but that arm, honey, that arm.
They distribute, and I don't know why they do this. And this is the only Bob's Big Boy product. And this is what I'm talking about. High-low,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, also
catering to boomers. Because this is I imagine a boomer sees this logo and is like, my childhood.
Yep.
It's like having Dennis the Menace cheese straws.
For sure.
They distribute their own tartar sauce. 12 ounces of tartar sauce. And I don't even know why you would trust Big Bob's, no offense to Bob's Big Boy, but like, why are they making, why are they the experts?
Also, wasn't their thing burgers?
Yes.
Yeah.
And also, we're fucking landlocked. What are you putting that on? Mashed potatoes? Yeah. Probably.
Probably pretty good, to be honest.
Okay, this is quite honestly my new favorite thing to slap on a cracker that they had there. Noon hour, you're going to be disgusted or impressed.
Okay.
Herring in cream sauce.
I've never had it, but I know what that is.
It is salty. It is creamy. It is oniony. You cannot kiss people after you've had it for days.
Fair enough. What's the texture? Is it
wet,
like smoked salmon texture? In my head, it's like wet smoked salmon.
It's more. It's got more of a heft than a salmon.
Oh, okay.
But it's not hard.
I gotta
but it's
be
creamy
it
and there's
pretty good.
Crunches of onions in there. Oh my God,
yum.
It's so good. Then they have Ale's favorite tuna in spring water, which is called tonino, which I recommend if you want to do a fast pasta with capers and that and a little olive oil and just slap that on some pasta. You've got yourself a beautiful weeknight dinner in like, I don't know, 20 minutes.
Delicious.
If you see this next product in the grocery store, please buy it immediately. They are called Joyful Bakery Parmesan Crisps.
I buy the everything ones and the plain ones, and I fucking love them.
Do not be a fucking fool. Grab them stat.
So
you will
good.
Eat the whole box. Try not to.
Of the entire Parm Crisp craze, these are the best.
The best. Because they also they stand up a little more than the other ones. Like the other ones sometimes crumble too much.
And get like kind of greasy sometimes too.
Yes.
But these don't.
This one you can put, I dare you. I fucking dare you to put a soft cheese on top of it.
You know what? Maybe I will.
It's also fantastic crumbled on a salad. My God, is it good on a salad?
I fully believe that actually. Oh, that sounds good.
So good. Okay. My dad who's living with us now, we're done with dieting. He can have whatever he wants, ice cream for breakfast, whatever. And by diet, I just mean like not eating like a child.
Right.
Like I was like, hey, you know, you have to have protein once a day. You know that, right? So your teeth don't fall out.
Yeah.
I knew he would love this and I was so right. And I honestly, like it took every ounce of my body to energize my hand to pick up this product because I was, every fiber of my being was whatever, unhorny, if you will.
I see. Every fiber of my being was unhorny. I love it.
Quote me on it.
I know what you mean. I love it.
Panera Bread at home, broccoli cheddar soup.
Yeah.
When I tell you that this smelled like someone had put broccoli cheese perfume in a lab, I mean it. Horrendous smell.
Yeah.
Disgusting color.
Yeah.
My dad fucking loved it. He was like, I need
what's
you to
not
buy
to
this.
Love? Like, truly, all that is like cheese, melted cheese, and like the tiniest amount of broccoli. Yeah.
Oh, great. There's no broccoli in here.
Yeah. Oh, terrific.
Have you ever seen like one sesame seed floating around in a salad dressing? That's kind of what it was like.
Fair enough.
But it was like, and that was an accident that got in there?
Yes.
That's what this was.
Yep.
Now, I do think it's a shame that we've never discussed this on the show. I don't know, or maybe we have, but I'm going to go for it and you tell me if this is something we've covered. Pepperidge Farm. Okay. Milano's, which we all used to eat in the 90s.
And by the way, if someone came in with a plate of Milano's, I would eat them now.
Oh.
But you just don't see them as much, I guess. Or I just don't buy them, probably.
There was an entire selection of Pepperidge Farm cookies, which, by the way, are a ripoff because it's like 12 in a box and they're like faux fancy or whatever. But they had double milk chocolate Milano's, 15 in a box.
Like a double stuff?
Just double the chocolate. And I wow. ate... Every
of course you
single
did.
One.
Delicious.
On the 15-minute drive home.
Honey.
In 97-degree weather.
Come to Papa. Come to Papa. Honestly, a double-stuffed Milano, I'm in.
It wasn't thicker than a Milano.
It was just had twice the amount of chocolate.
Injected with deliciousness.
My God. That sounds so good.
Brian, this store, I'm telling you, it's not very big. There are a lot of boomers in there. And so you've got to put your patience hat on.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people asking questions that obviously are right in front of them that they can totally just investigate themselves. There's sure. people standing in front of the front door wondering how to move forward in right. life. And I think that's symbolic of a lot of
Definitely. Generation.
I had to say, excuse me a lot. I had to say, pardon me. People staring into the middle distance, into the butter. They definitely cater to that crowd, but I was sure. I think it's a really good market, and especially if you want to go and explore local brands, if you're here visiting, I think it's a really good place to start. And they have local coffees. They even have a machine that they must have bought in the 80s with the Orange Julius craze, which is that it's got a what I will call a sun hat of oranges.
Okay.
And then you put a little jar underneath, and then it's fresh squeezes orange juice for you.
So good.
It's so 80s. It's like the original Gap logo. I just love totally. It. I love this place. I mean, the parking lot sucks.
I wish they had an Orange Julius.
I know.
I want one, but I bet it's not good.
I had that whole thing inside my head. I was like, yeah, no.
Yeah.
Isn't there one on Los Feliz Boulevard?
An Orange Julius?
Yes, there used to be.
Oh, you now know
where,
I have to.
You know where Lou the wine place is?
Yeah.
Or used to be in that corner, and there's a podiatrist next door.
Okay.
And then there's a bird store or a pet store. Yeah,
but it's the only strip mall I go to because it has everything I need.
I thought there was an Orange Julius there. So if you go-
You might be right.
Further up to- Oh, sorry. It's not. It's on Franklin. So if you go up, it's on the left, and if you keep going up, home is on the left, and then you hit- Los Feliz Boulevard. I thought there was an Orange Julius there because I used to live on Russell Avenue, which is right across the street, and I used to go to the Orange Julius. And I only... Oh, God, I can't believe I'm going to say this.
I can't believe this.
I only went because one time someone told me that Zach De La Rocha of Rage Against the Machine
sure.
used to go to that Orange Julius, so I would go to run into him.
Are you talking about the Orange Julius's that like were in the mall?
Yes, there was one. I swear to God, I'm remembering this.
Part. I'm not. I believe you. I can't. I just can't believe it.
It might not
but
be there
you.
Anymore. But
There's
I
no
used to
way
go because someone told me that the most political
rock hardcore
leftist, like fucking nihilist Marxist in rock and roll history. Used to go to that Orange Julius, and I would go there all the time. I don't think it's there anymore.
It isn't. There's one in the Westminster Mall, which I don't really even know where that is. It's 28 and a half miles away from me.
Okay. Well, it must be gone. I'm going to Google what's there now. Are you on Google Street View?
I don't know what that means.
Where you can do Street View and you can see the street as if you're there.
Oh, no, I can't do that.
Oh, okay. I'll do it later and I'll find
I'm
out.
Sorry.
I mean, it's probably a fucking Blue Bottle or something now.
Yeah, for
Not
sure.
Not that Orange Julius wasn't a chain. But I don't know if Zach Dale Roach goes to Blue Bottle.
But they're just so... That and Dairy Queen, you can't find in fucking L.A.
Oh, don't...
I mean, you can, but you have to go to the... Yeah.
Started on Dairy Queen's...
Oh, me neither.
Chicken fried steak fingers.
Yeah. By the way, when it comes to ice cream, if someone tells me Mr. Softee in New York or Dairy Queen everywhere else...
Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen.
All Dairy Queen, all chocolate online. Dipped.
For the name alone, but then also for the dips.
Honey...
Honey.
Do they hold up? I mean, I don't know. I haven't been to Dairy Queen in like probably 10 years. Is there one in El Paso?
I feel like I went to one like 4 or 5 years ago and I thought it was great.
Oh, I got to go. The woman who used to babysit us, Fernie Boyd, also known as Fern Boyd, used to take us to Dairy Queen every single Sunday and get us that basket and that fucking soft serve.
And I used to get a Blizzard there. And do you remember how, if you ever got a Blizzard,
with
they would
what?
Turn it over?
Yes.
I feel like I've talked about this.
I do Butterfingers.
See, I went out on a limb and I would do either Hawaiian or tropical. And everyone would think I was fucking crazy. And also I think people thought it was like gay. But I loved it.
What is in it?
Pineapple, coconut. Pecan.
Wow, this sounds good.
It was so fucking good. I loved it.
I just love Butterfingers. That was my candy bar.
And your nickname. Because you remember when we used to play baseball together when we were in a league?
Yeah, of our own.
We were in a league of our own. And everyone called Erin Butterfingers because instead of a catcher's mitt, she just would hold like 10 Butterfingers candies and try to catch.
She was a good catch,
though. So nothing to do with that.
I duct taped them to my fingers. They would break all the time because they're not actual fingers.
No. Everyone should know that Butterfinger, like, don't be turned off by the name. You're not eating a finger.
It's upsetting because you do think that there's bones inside, but then there's not.
That's the bummer of it.
If you're into Butterfingers for the bones, you're going to be disappointed.
That's correct.
Brian, I don't know what to say. Just to close this up, I mean,
please.
10 out of 10 cotton candy grapes. I just thought it was excellent.
For the double Milano's alone, not to mention everything else you said.
It just had everything I wanted. It had like classic staples and then it had some like fancy shit that I could just try. They did have one thing and I couldn't get the brand because I don't know where it is on the label. But I saw that it was made in Dallas. Some Dallas company. And it's not a brand name. It just says French onion dip.
Fuck yeah.
It is the best shit I have ever put into my mouth. It is so good.
It.
And I only
bought
French. It because I was like, I know that some people from Dallas are going to do French onion dip right.
Yeah, that's true.
Because that's a Texas, like anything that's like mayonnaise based.
Dip.
Disgusting.
Dips and spreads.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Groceries.
Thank you. We love you.
By the way, we have we would love to hear your feedback on questions
email
you
us
want answered. Yes.
Questions, comments, things you've seen, funny labels you think we should read. We'll give you the credit for it. Groceriespodcast@gmail.com. You can also DM us on the Instagram, but really groceriespodcast@gmail.com is a little more streamlined for us. So you should go comment, send us a pic, any of that stuff there.
And until then, see you in the aisles.